From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Outraged by Anthony G. Wedgeworth. Now let's begin with Preface. Timeless. Deep in the forest, at the base of a snow-capped mountain range, an open glade had suffered from the ravages of war between the erudites and the alchemists. Years of spells and the manipulation of physics had been unleashed into this wide swath of land coated with grass, various patches of bushes and trees, and unusual croppings of boulders. Translucent spheres of energy floated in the glade like room-sized bath bubbles, slowly bouncing and glancing off one another as they passed through trees and rocks and eventually into the ground. The spheres were the remnants of powerful magic gone astray during the ancient battles. Within these orbs, some provided a view of the glade from another time. Others lingered about like a captured spell, waiting to be activated. Still others had deeper, darker secrets within thick, dark vapors. Signs of the deformities were caused by the war and the remaining spheres. The most noticeable was the floating globe's ability to change the time of the field months and years prior to or after the current date. As each sphere sailed along, it erased whatever was there and replaced it with what existed at a different time in history, based on what time that specific sphere was caught in. Trees were warped, some with branches a decade older than the rest of the tree due to where a sphere had brushed by it. Snow rested upon branches on half of a tree after a sphere engulfed that section before moving on. Twisted and bent by the orbs, few things looked natural. Rock outcroppings were cut away by the spheres, only to be replaced with a layer of tree bark or a frozen snowdrift. Patches of green grass would suddenly turn brown and dead as a sphere rose out of the ground. Dead became alive, the living became warped, and the warped became dead in a never-ending cycle. This unnatural changing landscape was known as the Govee Glade. Chapter 1. Govee Glade. Santore stood around 8 feet tall. The Blothrid's massive red human torso supported a thick, dragon-like neck and head as he stood upon powerful, hairy wolf legs. Thick bone spikes naturally grew out of his shoulder blades, down his spine, and on the back of his elbows. He was a living war machine. Searching for the Book of Magic, Vesic, Santore led his little numb friend, Thoric, through the Govee Glade. Standing nearly twice the height of Thoric, the Blothrid stomped through the grassland. "Stop. I sense a new trembling, different than the spheres we have evaded so far." His thick skin stretched even tighter than normal over his bony muzzle, exposing his gums and a rack of sharp teeth. Standing still, the giant Blothrid and Little Numb carefully watched all sides for danger. And danger is what they found. Santore's senses were correct. This was not a rogue time-shifting sphere which they had become familiar with. Lifting out of the ground, just outside of the glade, a red glowing mass of liquid rock began to form arms, legs, and long teeth. The creature stood between Santore and Thoric and their sleeping companions back at camp just outside the glade. Fire escaped from cracks on the creature's motionless body, while its outer surface cooled to a crusty black. The demon, Bacalor, had once again sent his son to kill them. "Grub?" Thoric's eyes widened and his mouth opened as he stood speechless for a moment. "But Rumon killed him!" Santore stepped in front of Thoric to protect him. However, in doing so, Grub could tell exactly where the Blothrid was. Without eyes, the lesser demon used the vibrations in the ground to determine his enemy's locations. Opening his gaping mouth, which spanned his stomach, intense flames rolled out of Grub as he faced Santore. Then, without hesitation, he charged at the two travelers in the glade.
"Run!"
Thoric swiveled around and followed his own advice.
"Split up," Santore said. "He can't follow us both."
Grub ran halfway before folding up his arms and legs and rolled after them. The massive heat pouring out of the lesser
Sample complete. Ready to continue?